about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As more stories come out saying Anthony Weiner had a mayoral candidate, had sexted and texted a variety of women. I need to put that out there. I was not one of them. I know more and more women, right, are allegedly a part of this whole scandal. Nope, no text between me and the wiener. Nope, not at all. Nope, I'm a busy girl. Don't have time to check my Twitter all the time. I post on my Twitter, right? I like to read my followers' tweets, but not his. So, nope. You can keep me out of that one. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Last week when I said if you skip breakfast, right, it'll lead to weight gain, diabetes. Now we have a study saying, no, it's okay, you can skip breakfast. So we'll see how the study is making me look stupid. I can't stand that. I don't need to look any stupider than I am. Now, one thing, though, that is really cool is for those of us that feel stupid when we are in another foreign country and we can't speak the language, there is a universal translator that Google is working on. It's rumored that Google is working on that, such that you could use your phone anywhere in the world and speak to them in any language. So all those Italian men I've been dying to meet, that would be pretty cool. Then we need to talk about a story I want to talk about in the first hour, how airborne particles from 3D printers could be as harmful to your health as cigarette smoke. And as Obamacare takes over, we're starting to see new types of prescriptions where New York City is actually going to be handing out prescriptions for fruits and vegetables. So imagine, we'll tell you more about the story, but can you imagine you finally get into the hospital, you finally get to the doctor, right? Okay, what do I need? And then on the piece of paper says fruits and vegetables. Yeah, I told you when I was in training, you had to, I've told you guys this story many times, where, you know, you had to see the patient, and then you had to go to your attending physician, your superior physician, and report to them what the situation was, and then what you thought the assessment was and the plan. So one of my colleagues had seen a patient, and he comes in while I'm kind of waiting in line. He's like, so the patient was complaining about this, he was complaining about this, then this, he was complaining about this, he was complaining about this. So, you know, and then this. So the doctor, the superior doctor said, so what's your assessment? And he goes, well, I think he's a wussy, although he didn't use the letter W. And he says, so what's your plan? The plan is quit being a wussy. So, you know, don't be surprised if you're going to be getting prescriptions for fruits and vegetables. You may get a prescription, you know, quit being a wussy. Now, I don't think that's very nice. I'm the type of doctor that wants you to feel like you're in the safe zone where you could talk or complain about everything. But I gotta tell you, some days I come in and, you know, you'll have some of these big burly guys sitting on the table. Nurse will accidentally have, you know, dressed them in a gown. So they're in one of those little gowns that barely covers their thighs. But they're wearing, you know, clothes underneath, and they're sitting there in the gown, and they're like, well, this little bitty spot right here hurts, doctor. And I'm like, really? Really? Come on, give me something meaty, not some little baby elbow pain. Well, then they give you the real stuff. So sometimes, you know, they open with the wussy stuff. Don't be opening with the wussy stuff. Tell me the big, heavy-duty stuff. By the way, if you ever want to tick off your doctor, that's how you do it. You go through the whole visit talking about everything, and then all of a sudden, as the doctor leaves, now, doctor, I got chest pain. And you guys are like now halfway out the door, and you're like, what are you saying? Well, I got chest pain. Why didn't you tell me that 15, 20, 30 minutes ago? That really ticks off the doctor. So always go for the meaty stuff first, because the last thing you want is the doctor being so frazzled that they go, is the chest pain really bad? Are you having it right now? You're not having it right now? All right, fine, come back. No. Whatever is the big, juicy meat of the problem, that's what you bring in. And who knows, your doctor could be really hungry. Bring him a steak. You know, I am always hungry, by the way, around 12 to 2. So, I mean, if you're going to bring me something, You know, don't bring me a set of problems. Bring me a nice, juicy, succulent, medium, end-cut piece of prime rib. That's what I could really utilize. 1-877, and your copay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am not cruel. Come on. Listen, a doctor who doesn't get paid is a doctor who can't stay in business. Cut us some slack, Jack. All right, so let's move on to these vegetable prescriptions. Okay, where's my article on the vegetable prescriptions? No, I got one pop-up. I don't want that pop-up. No, I don't want that either. Okay, here we go. Whew. New York City announces, especially pediatricians from two New York City hospitals at Lincoln Medical Center in the Bronx and Harlem Hospital are writing prescriptions for fruits and vegetables to at-risk youths. This is good. I think that's good. Parents who receive the prescriptions get coupons for produce at local farmers markets and City of Green carts. This is cool. I know we're joking about fruit and vegetable prescription, but this is pretty cool. The prescription worked for the Bronx's Tammy Fudge and her 11-year-old son, TJ. They told WCBS 880's Maria Diamond, with her name of Fudge, you would think that this kid, I mean, why even, your last name, well, I don't know if his last name is Fudge also, but boy, I mean, if your mom's name is Fudge, you're really not going to be thinking about vegetables. All right, they told WCBS 880's Marla Diamond that he lost 40 pounds and significantly reduces asthma symptoms because he got vegetable prescriptions. I think that's pretty cool. The giving the coupon, that's brilliant. Because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but in my grocery store, some of the easiest type of vegetables I could get the family to eat are these vegetable trays. They got the carrots, they got the broccoli, so the raw vegetables with a little bit of ranch sauce or whatever. But they're expensive. I mean, some of these trays are $17.99 for something that's going to go old in a day or two. You know, and for the kids to only eat one carrot of, it gets kind of expensive. So if they could give us coupons, that would really rock. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a study has come out saying personality may actually affect your food choices. So if you are very, let's say, bubbly and syrupy sweet, you probably like foods like cotton candy, yummy chocolate type stuff, right? If you're more of a spicy woman, then you'll probably want more spicy food. If you're a guy that kind of circles the equator, maybe kind of liking more bland type stuff. So anyway, researchers gave personality tests to 184 non-smokers, age 18 to 45. Remember, non-smokers have more distinct palates than smokers, to see if they either had a sensation-seeking personality or a more sedate personality. A sensation-seeking personality is someone who is open to new experiences and willing to take the risks. Oh, no. Okay, that's not me. No. I don't like risks. I like to, you know, have my breakfast, my lunch and dinner. I like to know where that's at. I like to know when I'm going to get my nap. I'm not like that, no. The participants were then given a small amount of capsaicin, which is a hot component of chili peppers, and asked to rate how much they liked the spicy meal as the burn from the capsaicin increased in intensity. Oh, no, because I don't like spicy food. Oh, man, this study stinks. No, I don't like spicy food because I like to taste the flavors of my food. This is wrong. Those with sensation-seeking personalities continue to say they like the spicy meal, even as the burn from the capsaicin increased, while those with more sedate personalities... So you're telling me I'm sedate? Disliked the meal as the burn increased. The findings were presented recently at the annual meeting of the Institute of Food Technologists in Chicago. I don't know that much about food technologists. I'll find out if any of them are single, if you're interested. Theoretically, we know that burn intensity and liking are linearly related. Author Nadia Byrons from Pennsylvania State University, the more irritating the compound or food gets, the less people should like it, but that's not always the case. So I get this. What they're trying to do is figure out why the hell somebody would like something that's so damn spicy and hot when you can't even enjoy the meal because you're burning and having to drink fluid. They're trying to say that these people are cool. Yeah, they could be cool, but I don't want to look uncool just because I don't want to burn my tongue. Do I? Am I really that uncool? Am I really that bland? I didn't think I was that bland. I thought I was kind of some spicy chica for most of y'all. I didn't think I would be considered bland. I don't want spicy. I don't want over... Like for meat, some of the best tasting steak only has a small amount of rub on it. Don't be giving me some spicy rub on my steak, then I can't enjoy the meat. I went to a restaurant once where they stuck bacon in the dessert. Now, I know something in the last 2-3 years has piqued many people's culinary interests by having bacon with sweet and bacon with chocolate and bacon with milkshakes. Bacon screws the whole dessert up. Don't be cocking my dessert up with bacon, for the love of the Lord. But if that makes me bland and too subdued and too calm, then be it. Fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that really ticks me off is when stories conflict, especially as quickly as a week. They say now skipping breakfast may not lead to weight gain and therefore diabetes, which just 5-6 days ago it said they did. All right, a study of 24 normal weight college students. Oh, come on, don't do any weight study when you're talking about college students. For crying out loud, college students don't gain weight. Please. A study of 24 normal weight college students suggests that you may actually consume fewer breakfasts if you skip breakfast. Well, duh. Several nutritionists were quick to caution that there are other important reasons to eat breakfast every day. As part of the study, researchers either fed breakfast to or withheld breakfast from a group of students. Half of the participants ate breakfast regularly while the other half did not. Then they measured how many calories the participants consumed during the rest of the day. Lunch was served buffet style. Ooh, yum. And they were allowed to eat as much as they wanted. Students who ate breakfast regularly were hungrier on the days they skipped the meal, but they did not overcompensate by eating more at lunch. They actually consumed 408 fewer calories on the days they bypassed the morning meal. All right, but you're missing the whole point when it comes to metabolism, okay? When you eat that lunch meal, your body is going to suck up more of it as opposed to if you had some breakfast. And that would, okay, now, see, I'm having a big problem with this one. They say if you are a breakfast eater and we take it away, you will be hungrier. But you don't overeat at subsequent meals. School-age children are advised to eat breakfast so they can concentrate in class. The new study did not look at how skipping breakfast affects the ability to learn and think. Okay, again, the biggest problem is don't do any study on college students, please. Okay, college students have the best metabolism ever. I don't want to hear that. What you want to do is you want to take a bunch of 42-year-old women, you know, and men, some of them radio hosts, right, and test them. Okay, what happens if they skip breakfast? Now, me, I have to eat breakfast. There's no way. Oh, no way. I have to eat something for breakfast. Okay, yes, you may be consuming more calories in the long haul. You know, those of you that only eat one meal a day and you eat a 1,500 to 2,000-calorie meal, you're thinking, well, that's all I'm eating. I'm not going into the 2,500. I'm not going into the 3,000 calories. I'm doing good. But how does your body respond to not having food all day and then that big-ass meal, right? Well, that meal, it's going to probably, your metabolism will slow. and it'll probably absorb more of the calories. Now, one of you asked me in the first hour, how many calories gets consumed by your meal? And then what gets pooped out? We think 75 to 80% of calories, like if you have a candy bar, a 200 calorie candy bar, you're going to probably metabolize or absorb 180 calories or 160 calories of that. It's about 80%. Okay. 40 calories will probably be, end up in your poop. Okay. Which is why we also say don't eat your poop because it's fattening. You know, when it comes to caloric content, I think we've all figured out, especially any of us that have had to battle with some bulging here and there, we've realized that the calories don't really give us all the insight that we need. Yeah, it's a nice guideline, cutting your calories back, but I think we've all figured out that calories in do not equal calories out, right? Because we'll eat, let's say, 1,000 calories, we'll work out, burn off 500-600 calories. We'll calculate calories for respiration and for pooping and for walking to work and for sex or whatever. And we'll be like, okay, I was totally over my calorie expenditure and we don't lose weight. Well, why is that? Well, if you're only eating 1,000 calories in one meal, come on. So with this study saying, you know, you could possibly skip breakfast and not be worried about weight gain, I'd say false. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So airborne particles from 3D printers could be as harmful to your health as cigarette smoke, according to Mail Online. Researchers from the Illinois Institute of Technology are warning consumers against using 3D printers in poorly ventilated areas. Basically, they revealed that these machines melt down plastic to create small items like toys, can spit harmful ultra-fine particles called UFPs into the air. They say when a commercial printer creates a plastic item, researchers found that emission rates could go up to 200 billion UFPs per minute, which is about the same as smoking a cigarette inside or using a gas stove in a poorly ventilated area. These UFPs are potentially harmful because they deposit in both the pulmonary and the alveolar regions of the lung, as well as in the head airways. The alveoli, what do your alveoli do? Your alveoli takes the air and has capillaries along it to exchange it with the blood to oxygenate the blood. So the right side of the heart pumps blood into the lungs. The right side of the heart has the deoxygenated blood from the veins in your body, goes into the lungs to get oxygenated. It goes into the left atrium, then down to the left ventricle, and then nice new oxygenated blood pumps out to all your body. Your body uses up whatever oxygen needs from it. Then it goes back to the right atrium, right ventricle, back into the lung. That's kind of how the system works. Right? Circle of life. Now, inhaling any of these particles could get caught in those. And we don't know what these little plastic particles can do. Makes sense to us. Symptoms of UFP inhalation, although I can't say it's covered by Obamacare, is shortness of breath, stroke, cardiac arrest, and even death. You want me to look that up? You want me to look up if UFP inhalation is covered by Obamacare? I don't know. Remember, Obamacare wants physicals, right, and birth control. Other than that, I'm not really sure what else. The technology of 3D printers, I guess, have been used for a long time. I don't think we have a 3D printer. We got a laser printer, and I hate that sucker because it costs us too much money. But they do suggest that you wear protective gear. Researchers recommend that anyone using 3D printers at home wear their 3D glasses. No. Should also wear protective clothing and only use the machine in a well-ventilated area. So maybe stick it outside your carport or garage. Remember, stuff gets on your clothes. Take off your clothes before you get into the house. I'm sure your neighbors won't mind. Mine don't. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dolly and on Twitter. Well, actually, Facebook is the Dr. Dolly Show page. Twitter is Dr. Dolly. I don't know why I still mess that up after all these years. Maria from Thousand Oaks, California writes, "Doctor, I live with a smoker, and I'm concerned because I don't smoke and have a strong family tendency for non-smoking lung cancer. Any suggestions on how to avoid breathing it in?" I mean, if you live with a smoker, I would say kick him out, right? Life's too short. I mean, there's plenty of men out there. I'm assuming you're talking about a man or female, whoever you're living with. But I know many cohabitants, whether they're your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, will say, "Look, I'll smoke outside. I won't smoke around you. I'll smoke outside." The problem is you still pick the stuff up, right? Like parents who smoke. I'll have kids that'll come in for an ear infection or multiple colds, and I'll say, "Did somebody smoke in the house?" Right? And they go, no, we all smoke outside the house. That's not what I meant. I mean, is anybody a smoker that lives within the house? Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they smoke outside. No, it does matter. Because you do pick up the particulates. There's a secondhand smoke, and then there's a thirdhand smoke that sits on the curtains, that sits on the carpet, that is on the clothes. So you give grandma little baby, and baby is pressed up against grandma's chest, and grandma's clothes smell of smoke, the baby's picking up those particulates. So the best thing for anybody's lungs is to just tell the smoker to move out. Now, I know that's really difficult, and it's easier said than done. It's very hard to move grandma out, etc. I mean, I grew up with smokers in the family. Grandma smoked. She'd sit there and smoke, and we couldn't tell her to go outside because we lived in Phoenix, and Phoenix was 120-degree weather, so we just kind of, you know, we just let her smoke. And she had to, my mom would always yell at her to move her head in one direction so the smoke wouldn't come towards us. Like, that really helped, you know. But you're going to be exposed no matter what. Now, people always ask me, well, how much exposure is bad for you? There's been studies that just one exposure, just one little baby exposure to a cigarette or secondhand smoke is enough to turn a cell cancerous. Now, the reason why you don't hear all the screaming and people freaking out as much is because we realize that we've been around smokers most of our lives, and thank God nothing's happened. So that's why we don't panic. But technically, a cell can turn cancerous just by its first exposure. And if you think about it, that kind of makes perfect sense. Okay? The cells I have in my body, all right, are different than the cells I had back when I was a kid. Okay? Especially the ovaries. Okay, never mind. You're gonna have maybe some bone growth and certain factors that'll always be there. I get that. All right. But for the most part, your blood cells, they die off after 120 days and you make more blood. So your blood cells aren't the same. Your skin cells aren't the same. So you have the linings of your lung, the stomach lining regenerates itself every, 2 to 3 days. So you have different cells all the time. So if somebody is going to acquire cancer or be afflicted with that, it's because something hit the cells at the wrong place at the wrong time. And it could be just one cell. You could have a group of cells that decide to grow. You can. But if you really think about it, most cancer starts out as one tumor. Like lung cancer. If let's say you breathed in somebody else's smoke. For those who join us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. Let's say somebody smoked next to you and you breathed all that in. And you could say, well then Dr. Dahlia, if you're saying just a little bit could turn any cell, then why doesn't somebody have lung cancer in 700 different parts to their lung? Why is it, you know, usually one spot and then that, you know, goes on and it grows, et cetera. And then if you see multiple spots in the liver, that could be because of metastasis, et cetera. Well, usually it's the cell or the group of cells that go rogue. And those are the ones that become a tumor. Your body has the defense mechanism to stop cells in their infancy as they're turning cancerous. Whether it's tumor necrosis factor or any of the other types of cells that we have in our body that scavenge around and hunt and find cells and kill them, we're being exposed to carcinogens all the time, and our body knows how to deal with those types of cells. But if something escapes the body and multiplies to the point that your body can't fight it, that's when it'll grow and become a tumor. And because tumors are very vascular, they're very hungry suckers, they're very smart, they're very chaotic, they can outsmart the body. When they're in little bitty forms, they're easy to deal with, right? Just like liberals. We could kind of handle a soul liberal that kind of walks in and has their comment, but when we're talking about a big, huge group of liberals, where's the country going? Same thing with the lung lining, right? So what we need to do is number one is make sure our defenses is always up. Why? Eating vegetables. Eating fruits and vegetables. We talk about fruits and vegetables. God gave us the tools. Nature gave us the tools. Eat the fruits and vegetables for crying out loud. But also do screens. If you start to see something, let's say on x-ray, the doctor sees something on x-ray, the medical provider, that needs to be address, you know, knock it out of the ballpark when it's small. You want to deal with cancer when it's small and when it's treatable. And also avoid being in harm's way. If you don't have to work with asbestos, don't. If you don't have to live with a smoker, right, don't. If he or she doesn't want to quit smoking, you need to bring them to the doctor and you need, you know, for their own sake. And you could tell them, you know, look, I don't want to outlive you. Okay. And I don't want to take, I mean, I've been honest with other family members and friends. Okay. I don't want to take care of a cancer patient. Sorry. You know, boy, Dahlia, geez. No, you're doing something to yourself that's causing cancer. And then I got to take care of you later when you can't breathe. No, I'm telling you right now. All right. I'm not going to take care of you. And then, you know, I mean, in my family and with my friends, I do a lot of threats. I really do. I don't mess around. I just, because they don't listen to me otherwise. I mean, I talk to them like I talk to you. Oh, please don't smoke. Oh, please eat vegetables. Please, pretty, please. No, that doesn't work. I have to tell them I'm going to excommunicate them. I'm going to cut them off. I'm not going to invite them to my 29th birthday party. I do threats. I do. And it works. That's just how I've been able to get by with my family, and it works. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something that's worked that I think is going to change to something that I don't think will work is Monopoly. Now, we've been playing Monopolies for decades. And apparently, our society is not taking to Monopoly that easily because the Monopoly game takes too long to play. People start to fight. Family members get mad. Somebody accidentally kicks the board in those stupid little houses that aren't weighted fly all over the place. Somebody fights over the shoe or the thimble. And so now Hasbro has made Monopoly shorter. And for what I'm hearing, they have removed the jail. If you get rid of the jail, players don't have to wait until they roll a double or pay to get out of jail. They say parents and children tell us they want a quick in and out, frictionless gaming experience. And so getting rid of the jail. They also are trying to come up with, I guess, snack toys like Scrabble and Boggle are trying to come up with speedier versions. I guess you could do a round of Scrabble Flash in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, what is wrong with our society, for crying out loud, where we can't sit down with our family on a Saturday night or Friday night and get through one damn game of Monopoly? Now, remember news broke last month that we've been playing Monopoly wrong the whole time? I think you were able to auction houses, etc., with properties, and that would have made the game quicker. But don't get rid of jail. You don't know how nice it is to, like, you know, have the mother-in-law in jail, right? And you also say you can't talk, right? I did that to my mom, too. Sorry, you're in jail. You can't talk. What? Can't talk. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Google has been rumored to be coming out with a universal-style translator that will let you speak to anyone in any language, and, of course, the people on the other end will understand you. You know, it's one thing for me to say, hey, buenos días, ¿cómo está? But if the other person on the other side doesn't understand that, no. Okay, so it's got to be kind of a twofold type of gadget. Anyway, they say it's not going to, though, be as high-tech as Star Trek, Star Trek's little gadget, but it should be pretty cool. Google's Vice President of Android, Hugo Barra, told The Times the device is an option and more recent developments in its Google Translate software could make it a reality. He told The Times, we've got tons of prototypes of that sort of interaction, and I've played it every other week to see how much progress we've made. But he said the software is still several light years away. No, just several years away from being ready. He says some of the translations are near perfect, like English to Portuguese, but others are not. Well, that's got to be tough because, you know, the dialects. You know, one of the very first times, well, I think it was the second time I went to Mexico. I went to Cancun for my honeymoon with my husband. We had a great deal at the Moon Palace in Cancun. One of those all-inclusives, but we were able to get a killer deal because me as a medical student, him as a chiropractic student, we didn't have much money. And I'm like, this is great. I'll be able to practice my Spanish, walk around, talk, you know, whatever. And even though I was pretty fluent at the time, I had a very difficult time understanding some of the people. And I go, I don't understand this because I'm pretty good with Puerto Rican Spanish, Cuban Spanish, Mexican Spanish. But in Cancun, you also had a Mayan dialect to the Spanish. And I had some difficulty understanding. And I felt I was probably at my peak in terms of my fluency with Spanish at the time. So, you know, I think people have to realize if something like this could come out and it's not going to be perfect by any means. The only thing is the last thing you want is to say something and then it get misinterpreted, like you're making fun of someone's mother, etc. All right. So they say by the 24th century, they say, oh, that's in Star Trek. I don't want to talk about Star Trek. Okay. Now, Google started this back in 2010 when Franz Ach, Google's head of translation services, hinted that speech translation should be possible in a few years' time. The Google Translate app, as well as other apps, can already translate text pretty quickly. They could also translate speech into text, but going from speech to speech, that is a big, huge jump. So we'll see, because that would be really, really cool. What I don't want happening is as we get more technologically advanced, we become less intelligent, all right? If this type of software ends up being very successful and affordable for everybody, there's not going to be a lot of incentive for people to learn a second language. And I disagree with that. I think we should try to learn as many languages as we can. First, I mean, it helps you depending on wherever you have to move or live or whatever. Two, you know, dealing with a society that has multiple nationalities already, I find it very comforting that I can at least throw a little Italian out there, a little German out there, a little French, a little Russian. You know, I want to learn more languages if I can. I just love languages. I think that it's so cool to be able to talk to somebody not in your native tongue. I just really dig that. Right? But number three, knowing a second language has been linked to less dementia. They say people that speak multiple languages are less likely to have dementia. So, you know, when smartphones came out, many of us, you know, stopped memorizing people's phone numbers. Then we stopped memorizing people's birthdays. We don't even have to memorize when we have an event coming up because it'll beep you when that event comes up. So what's going to happen with Google Translate? Are we not going to need to learn how to speak another language because all we have to do is on our phone using the app be able to speak to other people? Now, the other thing too that's troubling is sometimes I would pretend that I didn't understand my mom. Now she'll say, well, if you don't understand what I'm saying, take the damn phone. So now you can't even get around not being able to understand. So I don't know if this is all that 100% good. It's going to be cool. I think it's going to help a lot of us. I think it's going to connect the world in ways we never thought we could be connected. But on the flip side, I don't want us to be stupid. Okay? I don't want us to do things less. Everything is now doing everything for us. We don't even have to know how to spell anymore. We don't even know how, we don't even need grammar. Our computers do that for us. And I see us getting more and more behind other countries as we don't have to maximize our grammar training and et cetera. So that's just in a poorly grammatical way. That's my opinion. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Well, Dr. Valley, if people want to learn something, they could go to college. They could get educated that way. Report has come out saying college enrollment has drastically dropped. Okay? Apparently, with this recession, college enrollment has dropped even another 2%, all right, since the 1990s. And the for-profit and community colleges both got hurt. They say signs point to the 2013 to 2014 year as a drop, and nonprofit colleges begin a contraction that will last for several years. The college-age population also is dropping, right? The baby boomers had their kids. The baby boomers' kids already professional age, middle age, right? I'm a baby boomer kid, and I'm now in my 40s. So we have less kids, so less people going to college. They say the college-age population is dropping after more than a decade of sharp growth, and many adults who opted out of a forbidding job market and went back to school during the recession have been drawn back to work by the economic recovery. What? What recovery? I'm not seeing an economic recovery. Covering my foot. They say hardest hit colleges are those that do not rank among the wealthiest or most prestigious and are heavily dependent on tuition revenue. Can I say something? Make college less expensive. I can't tell you how many people want to go to college. And knowing that it's 20 grand a year in state, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you want more people going to college, make college less expensive. But also, why don't we have better job placement programs? A big thing that I noticed when I was going to school in the 90s was that so many people had degrees and they didn't use them. Why? Because mind you, I went to school in Las Vegas. So you could get a college degree in hotel administration, right? Or get a college degree in business and probably make $12 to $15 an hour, which was phenomenal at the time. Mind you, I was making $4 an hour working at fast food. So college graduates were able to make $12 to $15 an hour back in the 90s upon graduation. But many people realized, wait a second, I could valet cars. I could cocktail. I could bartend and make, you know, and be bringing $500-$600 in tips home a night. So we started to see that many people went to college, and then they realized, wait a second, I could be making more money doing this. I can't tell you how many of my family members dropped out of college because they said, look, I'm not making money. I'm not getting the job that I want. Also, it's very interesting because some of these service industry jobs, there's a the incentive with the tips really helps people incentivize them to go to work. For example, I can't tell you how many of my patients that work in the Las Vegas industry the resort corridor, I'll say, look, do you need a note off work? Do you want to take off work for a couple days, get that ankle back? They say no, because if I don't work, I don't get tips. Whereas your salary, yeah, maybe we're inclined to take sick day, but getting those tips, that's what you're living on. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Hang me down,
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.